This is a very important week for the professional career of our athlete, Caster Semenya. She is in Lausanne for the start of a week-long hearing to challenge the new rules with the International Association of Athletics Federations wants to introduce. It wants to force so-called hyperandrogenic athletes, or those with, quote, differences of sexual development, unquote, to take drugs to lower their testosterone levels below a prescribed amount if they wish to continue competing. Sebastian Coe arrived in Lausanne earlier today saying that he thought this was really important in the interests of fairness in sport. The rules were to have been introduced last November but were put on hold pending this appearance before the Commission for Arbitration in Sport. The regulations that we are introducing are there to protect the sanctity of fair and open competition, says Sebastian Coe. Dr. Shoaib Manjra is a sports medicine specialist and with the SA Institute for Drug-Free Sport. Is this a, Shoaib, good afternoon, a sort of clear-cut thing for you, or do you also see it as being quite a complex and a bit of this, a bit of that, or are you absolutely clear Caster Semenya and others like her should be free to compete as women in women's events?
Good afternoon, John, and good afternoon to your listeners. I think it's a highly complex issue, and I think people trying to simplify this issue are ignoring the complexities of what the IAAF needs to do. Clearly, the IAAF needs to regulate sport to ensure there's a level playing field among female athletes and among male athletes. So I think there's a challenge to the IAAF. The question is, how do they execute a mandate that they have in this very, very difficult and fraught terrain of sexual development, which clearly the world is grappling with, not only the IAAF, but how do
I've been reading up quite a lot about it over the last 4 days, and all sports are dealing with this. All sports are having to deal with transgender, transsexual athletes, intersexual athletes, and try to sort of give voice to the IOC dictum, which is that everybody should be free to compete, but create rules which allow fair competition.
Yeah, you know, so to me, you know, the four critical questions which I think the CAS will have to decide on this week, and I think that there's many other sports which will have to follow suit, is, so the first question is, how do you define and how do you categorize differences between male athletes and female athletes? And how do you differentiate between different categories of female athletes as well? So that's the first question, is how do you define and categorize difference? The second is, with this difference, is there an advantage? The third question is, how big is this advantage? And the fourth and critical question is this an unfair advantage? And to me, the judges sitting in CAS would probably, these would be the four most critical questions that they will attempt to answer and give an answer to in time for the 2020 Tokyo Olympics, where Caster Semenya hopefully will participate and other athletes who fall in a similar category.
I've been thinking about this a lot, and I, you know, it's very difficult to come to a definitive point of view because, as you say, the complexity of the matter. And a female athlete in the high jump who is 6'2" has a clear advantage over a female athlete who is 5'2". Simply the, you know, the length of the limbs and the length of the back and so on make it that much more possible for Blanka Vlasic to clear 2 meters, and the, you know, the 5'4" athlete is simply not physiologically capable of doing that. We don't regard that as an unfair advantage, but we are kind of going that Caster Semenya has a naturally occurring testosterone level of X, and somebody who has X minus 6 is at an unfair disadvantage to Caster.
John, I think that's a spurious argument.
Okay.
And I'll tell you why I think it's a spurious argument. Because in sport, we only differentiate in sport in three categories. So the first category we differentiate is between men and women. The second category is weight category. So, for example, in boxing, in judo, in karate, we differentiate in weight category. And the third category we differentiate is age category. So, you know, we say under 18, under 21, or what have you. So we can only differentiate in those three categories. Now, if you had a different category for different heights and people had crossed the boundary, then you would say that argument would be legitimate.
Yeah.
But the problem here is that there is a differentiation between male events and female events. Now, if you look at the primary differentiator between males and females, it's largely testosterone. You know, in 5 weeks of development, you know, you get either get testes or ovaries, and men get testes and females get ovaries, and men have higher testosterone levels, which gives them an advantage over female athletes. So the critical question is, how do you, you know, what happens? And if you look at a crossover, so if you look at testosterone levels in men, it's between, 8 and 30. If you look at testosterone levels in women, it's 0.1 to 3, 2 or 3. So there's actually no crossover. The challenge is now you're getting some of the athletes like Custer and Dati Chand who are crossing over into what we traditionally know as male levels of testosterone. Now, I'm not taking into account the whole issue of sociological construct of gender. I think that's a separate issue altogether. All I'm doing is looking at biology and potential performance enhancement.
Is there a Solomonic, a wisdom of Solomon way out of this, Shoaib?
John, the point is we don't have a category for these athletes. To me, the challenge is if you are forcing Caster Semenya. So for argument's sake, and I think we can make an assumption that Caster's testosterone level is above 10. If you consider the old rules that the IAAF went by, where they wanted her to reduce her testosterone level. So let's assume that her testosterone levels are above 10. Now, if we want to force Caster, and the IAAF would argue we're not forcing her. All we're saying is that if she wants to compete, then she's got to bring her testosterone levels down below 5. Now, can you imagine? One is it'll reduce her performance, and I think Ross Tucker estimates it'll be between 5 to 7 seconds in the 800 meters. But what would be the consequent health effects on somebody like Custer to reduce her testosterone levels to under 5? So, you know, these are imponderables. We don't know. And the IAAF is making a call on issues that science does not know, but we don't have a category for such athletes. So as far as, you know, my position is, as long as we don't have a category, these athletes should be allowed to compete in the races where they've categorized themselves, for example, Custer as a female.
Thank you. Thank you very much, Dr. Shoaib Manjra, sports medicine specialist.